The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Preview. We're going to look ahead to semi-final night in the William Hill at St Ledger. We've also got the semis in the Puppy Derby as well. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Very good. Getting a little bit cold at this time of year, Mark, but looking forward to some action to warm us up at Wimbledon.
Yes, hopefully it'll keep us going. And let's just start with a quick look back at the quarterfinals, Jonathan. And I suppose we must start with race night Jenny, who set a new record on the Wimbledon course for the St Ledger, and an impressive performance.
It was a very impressive performance. The 6.87 metre track record had been set earlier in the year by Romantic Rambo, and we watched race night Jenny win. I don't think we expected it to be a track record performance, but it was. She took five spots off the old clock. Going was very quick, it has to be said, but that doesn't really detract from the performance, and she's made herself an absolute major player in the competition.
Yeah, Fiera Mosky has been retired after the quarterfinals as well, aggravating an old injury. So were you surprised by that?
Not really. I think she's really struggled a little bit this year. She hasn't managed to hit the heights that she did in a great campaign last year. It's always sad when injury does take a toll. I think we should remember her for the top-class pitch that she was, and not some of her more recent performances, you know, which have been well below that standard.
OK, in terms of the William Hill St Ledger, what else stood out to you in the quarterfinals?
Well, you've got to be impressed with Roxanne Dream. She's unbeaten, not just in the competition, but also over six bends as a whole. But there were some interesting runs. I mean, Chicago lost nothing in defeat at all behind race night Jenny. And Billy's Bullet, I'd say, is a progressive and unexposed greyhound, still going the right way. But as I've mentioned a couple of times during this competition, it's a real grueling event, a test of attrition, shall we say. And this third run might just sort them out a little bit.
OK, with regards to the puppies then, Jonathan, just before we get stuck into the races, did anything stand out to you from that last week?
Well, Linson Sanchez did the fastest time and looked at a real top-class prospect. I do wonder if he might be a little bit draw-reliant in that he might not have the sprint as early as some of his rivals. If he gets around the bend, he's going to be very hard to beat in whatever race he's in, but that's not a given. His kennel mate, actually, Ballymount Gordy, trained by Pat Buckley, the Irish trainer, and he came third in his heat, but I thought he ran well. He was eye-catching, and I'm expecting him to go forward in a big way.
OK, let's get stuck into the action then on Friday evening. The first of the William Hill St Ledger semi-finals is at 8.10. It's obviously an open race over 687 metres, and the betting is headed by race night Jenny, who's 5-4, 2-1 for Billy's Bullet, 5-1 for King Kane, Farley Chicken is 6-1, 14s for Wiki Wacky Woo, and Killiford Carly is 20-1. So no real surprise to see race night Jenny at the top of the betting there. Jonathan, what are your thoughts in the first semi?
I do think she'll take all the beating. Tony Collett's bitch obviously did the track record last weekend. That's 2 from 2 in the competition. And sectional suggests that she's got the leading of the inside pair. And if that's the case and she goes around somewhere near the action, she's going to be very hard to hold. She went from the front when winning last week, but she'd come from behind to win in round one. So she's clearly very versatile. Billy's Bullet won well in round one and lost little in defeat. He paced up very quickly in his quarterfinal. Didn't get round the bend. If he got round the bend here, he'd be a big threat. Of the others, well, I'm going to take King Kane to stay on and claim that vital third qualifying position, although Farley Chicken in sixth on the outside has to be another to consider. But I'm going for 3, Race Night Jenny, to beat 2, Billy's Bullet, and 5, King Kane.
OK, on to the second of the semi-finals then. This one is at 8.26, and the betting for this one is headed by Roxholm Dream, who's 7-4. Millwood's Teddy is 2-1. 11-4 for Chicago. TJ's Powerhawk is 8-1. 10-1 for Heather George. And Beatty's Wild is 33-1. Both Millwood's Teddy and Roxholm Dream won their quarterfinals, Jonathan. So which one comes out on top here?
I think the draw probably favours Millwood's Teddy in trap six. Now, he was fortunate to win his quarterfinal because, sadly, Romantic Rambo broke down when leading him. I don't think he would have picked that rival up, although he would have been a good second. But the key here is that Rock's Home Dream in four has got an awful lot of pace to clear. Chicago, TJ's Power Hook and Hather George, all pretty sharp, whereas Millwood's Teddy looks set for a great run on the outside. And I think the first few metres of this race are going to be crucial. Millwood's Teddy, who loves trap six, he can go round and he can get the run of the race. Rock's Home Dream, done nothing wrong over sixpence, massively respected. I just think she's got no margin for error as drawn here. Of the others, well, Chicago's really impressed me and surprised me to a certain degree since stepping up to this full distance, and I can see him claiming the qualifying position for next Tuesday's final. I'm going for six Millwood's Teddy to beat four Rock's Home Dream and one Chicago.
Okay, on to the puppies next then, and the puppy semi-finals, three of them taking place on Friday evening, and the first of them is the 8:42, and we've got current favourite for the competition, Lenzon Sanchez, in this one. Jonathan, do you see him continuing his run?
Well, I'd like to think so, because he was my outright selection at the start of the competition. That said, I think he's got a tough draw here. I mentioned earlier that he might just lack a yard of pace compared to some of these, and sectionals would suggest that he's not certain to clear who needs help right on the inside. Now, like a lot, in trap four might look to have a tough draw, but I think he's better drawn middle than a little bit closer to the fence. And if he could head Lenzon Sanchez into the bend, which is very much a possibility, it really would be game on. I just think he might be marginally better value. Lenzon Sanchez, very strong, powerful all-round, and whatever his early travails, he can come through and claim the vital second qualifying position. And of the others, well, Kakantu on the wide outside, he'll be finishing powerfully, but he might just leave his effort a little bit too late. I'm going to go for four, like it a lot, to beat three Lenzon Sanchez and six Kakantu.
Okay, tricky draw, but the favourite looks like still going through then in Jonathan's opinion there. The 8:58 is the second of the semi-finals. 480 metres the trip here, and Gainstown Beaver is one of those prominent in the outright betting. Jonathan, do you see him having a good chance here?
Yeah, I think he's going to take all the beating. Curran Price's dog was very impressive in round one at the weekend. His margin of victory flattered a little bit because Agadown Kane, who reopposes here, he moved off from one. Now, he's better drawn in three, but I still don't think he's going to have the legs of Gainstown Beaver early. He can pace up and go clear from the first bend. Track one, Millwood's Whitey, it looks a really interesting recruit, and won his heat well, but he wouldn't be the best of trappers. And I just think that Gainstown Beaver might be a bit too speedy for him early. Of the others, trap six, Watch Your Face, a very useful local, has a good makeup as the sole wide seed, but might just find the front two a little bit too quick for him. I'm going to go for four Gainstown Beaver to beat one Millwood's Whitey and six Watch Your Face.
Okay, and the third of the semi-finals comes up at 9:15. What are your thoughts there, Jonathan?
I mentioned earlier that Ballymac Gordy really caught the eye in defeat at the weekend. He was third to Ballymac Brogan, little bit middle from track one, so he may run off again, but I think he'll be all the better for that experience of the track, and I think he is well worth an interest here. If he holds his pitch early, he can rail into the lead at the first bend. Dragon Posse in five is the obvious threat, but in four Kill Your Tiger and six Aim and Fire, he's got pace on either side of him, and he might just have to extricate himself from the pack before taking aim at Ballymac Gordy. Of the third place, or for the Tricast, I'm going to go for Aim and Fire, who is getting wider and wider on the track, having won from track one. He was in four last time, finds himself in six here. That is a bit of a concern. I'm going for one Ballymac Gordy to beat five Dragon Posse and six Aim and Fire.
So that's Jonathan's thoughts then in the heats. Let's just have a quick look at the outright markets before you go, Jonathan. The William Hill St Ledger, we have joint favourites at the moment. Race Night Jenny and Rock's Home Dream, both 3-1. 4-1 for Millwood's Teddy, 5s for Chicago. Billy's Bullet is 6-1. 14-1 for Farley Chicken and King Kane. And then it's 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. As it stands at the moment, do you see it between Race Night Jenny and Rock's Home Dream?
He certainly couldn't rule Millwood's Teddy out either. I think he's got the proven experience at top level, having won the Yorkshire St Ledger. But I think this is a case where the market is about right. There aren't too many surprises here. If something was going to come out of the pack, it might be Billy's Bullet, unexposed over the distance.
Okay. The puppy derby then. Linton Sanchez, 9-4. 4-1 for Gainstown Beaver. Like it a lot is 9-2. 8-1 for Ballymac Brogan. And Ballymac Gordy is also 8-1. 10s for Millwood Whitey. 12-1 for Dragon Posse. And then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. You've mentioned that Linton Sanchez might have a bit of a tricky draw in the semis. But what about in the overall competition? Do you see him being good enough to win it?
He's certainly good enough to win it. It's really just a question of him not finding too many serious traffic problems. I think the value, though, definitely lies with his kennel mate, Ballymac Gordy. As I said earlier, eye-catching in defeat in round one and can only improve. He's also got a good-looking draw in the semi-final.
OK, fantastic stuff, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Good luck with those picks on Friday evening, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the finals.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.